Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new week here on Political Coffee, talking about political issues of the day that really do impact your life. And in fact, you can use to change your world. Let me ask you this question. This ought to be a conversation starter with the persuadables, right? People that we hope you're able to influence in your world. That's how we change Oregon from the failing socialist utopia that it appears to be to one that respects and understands liberty. Let me ask you this question. Is the soon-to-be magnified discriminatory policies against people who choose to be vaccinated, is that the same as black people being denied their rights in the 60s, the 50s and the 60s? Is it the same? Is it discriminatory? Now, I got an interesting email about this, and I thought, okay, this is an email from Matt, and I just wanted to throw that out there to you because I think it is a relevant question. Now, this all is culminating because obviously we that are choosing to be unvaccinated are being singled out. Those of you in the nursing profession, in fact, there's a story today. In fact, I saw it on Channel 12, but Channel 9 out of Eugene has the same story. The Oregon Nurses Association calls nurse staffing shortages historic and catastrophic. Now, the Channel 12 news story about that this morning parrots that same line, and it's true. Burnout is a big deal. But the Channel 12 story didn't bother to mention anything about nurses that are being placed on quote-unquote administrative leave, unpaid administrative leave. Now, if you are a nurse and you've been placed on that, I want to hear from you. And there's a reason why, and I'll tell you that in a moment. But they're not, at least Channel 12, didn't ascribe any of this crisis, this nursing shortage crisis, to the fact that a lot of people in the nursing profession are simply saying, I'm not going to take the jab because I don't like the consequences. They're seeing it in their own patients. Now, the KEZI 9 story, it's a KGW story that they picked up. It says that 60% of Oregon, of OHSU's nurses are considering leaving the profession. And that is a rate that is reflected nationally and statewide. Now, this has to be, those of you in the nursing profession, this has to be, you know, the toughest thing you probably have done is to, first of all, is to become a nurse. I told you that a friend of mine, former Marine, spent 5 years. And it's incredibly difficult to become a nurse. And then you're in this profession, and then COVID hits. And then you're being told you have to be vaccinated or you lose your job. Now, all of this, I mean, just take your normal burnout. That happens when you have to cover extra shifts, 85, and I'm quoting from the story from a registered nurse, Matt Calazia, who's also a nurse practitioner consultant with the Oregon Nurses Association. That's the nurses union. He said he and his colleagues are burned out and longstanding staffing issues have been exacerbated by the pandemic. He's quoted as saying 85% of the nurses at OHSU have indicated they will be unable to use vacation time or take a mental health day because there are not enough nurses to cover for those requests. 92% of nurses at OHSU report experiencing mental exhaustion. Losing even a single nurse from the bedside will result in greater strain on our health care system. Now, that's the board president of the union, Linda Pond. She said that more than 90% of the ONA nurses are vaccinated. But, she said, large healthcare systems like Kaiser Permanente and Legacy Health have put thousands of staff across the country on leave because they don't want to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. So if you are a nurse and you have been put on unpaid administrative leave rather than fired, what does that mean for you legally? Now, there's a reason that I ask you that question. And it's this. Is that you are being singled out and discriminated against. And you're being, this is occurring under federal law and in a very unique way. You see, Kate Brown's edict of you must be vaccinated by October 18th, and that's coming up pretty fast, isn't it? Today's the 11th. We got seven more days. That edict does not in any way take away your rights under federal law. Because again, every one of these vaccines are being administered under the emergency use authorization under federal law that requires your employer, I don't care who it is, or the government agency to give you alternatives, including testing. Now, Kate's edict is you either do it or you get fired. That's the way most people have interpreted that. So yesterday in church, a gentleman that I know, his daughter was there. She's a nurse. She's being threatened with being fired. Except that because she refuses to take the jab, they are now saying that she's on unpaid administrative leave. They haven't fired her. It's kind of limbo. Now, there's only one way to resolve that because it is an abuse of federal law, and frankly, it's an abuse, period. There's only one way, and that's a lawsuit. That is why, over the last several days, I have put the JonkusLaw.net website up on the screen. Steve Jonkus is this lawyer who will, if he can find 20 people in a company, will sue the company. He is preparing a federal lawsuit, and that is the only way you're going. I keep saying this, and I know I sound like a broken record, but it's the truth. It's the only way you're going to prevail. You're not going to prevail in Oregon courts. They are owned by Kate Brown. Part of the lawsuit has to be, especially, I want to hear from you. If you are a nurse or any other healthcare practitioner, maybe you're a CNA, maybe you're a firefighter, and you've been placed on unpaid paid administrative leave? I want to hear from you. 503-589-1220. What's happened to you? Why did they do that? What are your rights? Have you, if you're unionized, what has your union said about this? You nurses, you're part of the Oregon Nurses Association Union. Are they fighting for you on this issue? Because part of the excuse that I've heard that is given is that it is a violation of your, you can't be fired because it violates the collective bargaining agreement. Is that true? Have you been told that by your union? Call me, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Some other things going on out there. By the way, happy Columbus Day. Yes. Oh, in Oregon, it's officially renamed Indigenous Peoples Day. It's Columbus Day, folks. Now, on my iPhone, it has both. Because Oregon is one of these states that's renamed Columbus Day Indigenous Peoples Day. Because, you know, the worst thing to ever happen to America, the landmass, was white people arriving, according to these people. Did you see Trump's approval poll is higher in Iowa today than when he was president? No kidding. I don't know if you watched the Saturday rally in Iowa. I couldn't do it. I was scrambling to finish. I had finished replanting next year's crop on Friday, and I was scrambling to get it all sprayed on Saturday. I didn't quite get there before it got dark. We're talking about that. Also, two petitions have been filed that would ban rifles, yes, and put on an ammunition limit. They're never going to be satisfied until they have taken your guns from you, period. Initiative 15 would ban the sale of many firearms that the proponents label as assault, and it prohibits you manufacturing or even possessing or transferring many of the semi-automatic firearms. It lists over 100 firearm examples to be banned. Petition 17 would ban the sale of magazines over 10 rounds of ammunition. And it creates a new permit to purchase any gun, and it completed a background check before a firearm is purchased. That's already. Both of these have draft ballot packs because they got 2,000 signatures. So, folks, they're coming after your guns. They're not going to stop. Back in a moment, friends, asking this question. If you've been singled out because you won't get the shot, is that the same discriminatory tactics as what happened against black people in the 60s? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Did you see the story on the Gateway Pundit about custom officials seize small packages of life-saving ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in Chicago, while record amounts of fentanyl continue to flow across the southern border? Oh, they have another story too, by the way. Did you see this? An epidemic of the vaccinated. The latest British, United Kingdom, UK data shows that the rate of infection amongst the vaccinated people exceeds unvaccinated in every age group over 30. In fact, I had an email about that. Where was that? It was really quite interesting. Really quite interesting. I'll have to find it and read it to you. It's about apparently in the UK, there is a massive number of people in the hospitals who are vaccinated. By the way, speaking of vaccination, thanks, Greg, for sending me the email. On Groupon, you can get vaccinated bowling. No kidding. Coupons from Groupon for $23. His email is, yesterday, a friend who's been a professional bowler and league captain for decades said that in order to bowl professionally or even enter a bowling alley in Oregon requires a jab or a negative PCR test in the previous 24 hours. Oh, lovely. He said, I just got this offer from Groupon. But when I checked the locations to call to and confirm vaccinations were required, Oregon is the only state that's missing from the location list. So in other words, you can't get the Groupon bowling thing for Oregon. Now, isn't that interesting? Lee writes an email, says, whose story are you listening to? The person's telling the story is in control, is a biblical statement of truth that Hollywood and the left know extremely well. Most everyone is drawn into a story. Listen intently, anticipating the next act. A master storyteller crafts the story to keep our attention wanting more. You may have heard the statement, a lie told many times becomes the truth. Maybe not. But this week you will hear that you've been misinformed. And yes, you have been. All over the media, the science-denying left will be telling you that the ones that have yet to take the shot are misinformed. And that the new DNA-changing brain and womb barrier-passing experimental drug is safe for children. That's right. While the drug is still undergoing tests to understand how it works, it's safe, quote-unquote. As soon as you have a pill instead of an injection. That was filed for today, by the way. And as soon as we have a pill, newsflash, we already have a pill that works. Had it for many years. That could have been distributed and saved many lives, but wasn't there enough profit in it? That's right, called hydroxychloroquine. And he goes on and on and on. And then he writes, take my gun? We must expose all those that are behind these gun control proposals. They do not uphold the vow they took. Anyone who goes against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution must not be in office, period. Well, these were, Lee, what I was referring to are citizens' petitions. They're not brought forward by legislators. They're not bills. Although, those are coming next. Corby writes an email about genocide. When are people going to wake up to the fact that we are living through a mass genocide? So I want to go back to this, this story, this email that I got that led me to this question. Is Kate Brown and our leaders returning to their roots of Jim Crow, the Democrats? Now, before I do that, I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is this great company, as you know. It has been around the Salem area for some 40-plus years because they do a really good job through the ups and downs of business cycles of taking care of you. In fact, they've done such a great job, they need more workers. So if you want to change your occupation because maybe you're going to get fired or you've been put on administrative leave unpaid because you won't get the shot, maybe you ought to check out Freedom Heating and Air. You also ought to check them out because they have stood by us, those of us who defend liberty, in spite of a lot of pressure. They have stood by us on this radio station because we defend liberty along with them. Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Give them a call for a free estimate, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. So this email says, Democrat leaders in Oregon are really returning to their roots of Jim Crow. Back in the day, they denied blacks their God-given rights as Americans. And once again, Democrats are trying to deny the rights of individual Americans. Except this time, they're going after all Oregonians who don't get a shot. The government does not own us. We are not slaves to Kate Brown. I hope every Oregonian, regardless of whether they are liberal or conservative or any skin color, can see what's going on with the discrimination of anyone who does not want to be part of a clinical trial. If we don't stand united, then we will be just like Nazi Germany. We will all know what happened there. And yes, that kind of evil is happening right now. Not gassing people to death, but their vaccine kills and disables people. And Democrats want you to be cast out of society with no way to make an income for not joining the clinical trial, which doesn't end until 2023. That's Matt. So are we being discriminated against the same way blacks were discriminated against? Is liberty the opportunity? Is the concept of liberty the opportunity for educating people that liberty is common across all peoples, all skin colors, and that we are being discriminated against like they did in Nazi Germany? And yes, this is a clinical trial that doesn't end until 2023. What do you think? If you're a nurse or a healthcare professional and you've been put on administrative leave unpaid, and your union's not fighting for you, I want to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Back in a moment, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Caller, whoever you were when you called, call back if you would, please. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm asking those of you who are medical professionals, if you have been placed on administrative leave, unpaid by your employer, call me. I want to know if you're unionized, and I want to know if your union is standing up for you, or if they're saying that, well, they can do that because it doesn't violate the collective bargaining agreement. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In fact, the caller's back. Let's take that caller right now. Caller, good morning. Who are you? What do you have to say about this? Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. Who are you?
I'm Herman the German. I'm offended when you
Herman the German.
Nazi Germany and talk like that. You don't know your history. You don't know a thing about Hitler. You should be referring to...
Herman, we've just lost you entirely. Well, okay. That's Herman's point of view. His phone is cutting in and out. I can't hear him at all. So I shouldn't be referring to what the emailer said in their email. I don't know my history. Well, I know enough of history. I know enough of history.
You're too young to know anything. Hitler was a good man.
Okay.
He went against communism. Not one Jew died in a gas chamber. Not one. You were lied to, and you're being lied to now. It's the same news media.
Wow.
Stalin was a genocide.
That's a pretty incredible thing when you have testimony in front of Nuremberg courts. I'm going to cut you off, Herman. I can't believe.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, come on. You've got testimony from thousands of survivors and German guards who witnessed the gassing of people. You got to be kidding. What amazes me is that people like you still believe that. I feel sorry for you. Truly. Unbelievable. Pfeiffer Roofing, though, has a very believable product for you. It's called Roof Max. It extends the life of your asphalt shingle roof. That roof of yours is not in good shape, and you kind of know it. Maybe it's leaked a little bit, or you just know that it's on its last legs because it's been up there for 30 years. Why don't you call Pfeiffer Roofing? Because Roof Max is a soybean-based product. It's all natural, and it gets sprayed on your roof, and what it does, it goes in and it rejuvenates those asphalt shingles so that you don't have to put on a new roof, and it is done at the fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you want to get a free estimate to see if your roof, in fact, is a candidate for this, I have to give them a call. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. They're a second-generation company right here in Salem. They started in 1978. Trevor now runs it. They got a great website, by the way, where you can see a video about Roof Max and all of the benefits of it. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer. It's P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R Roofing.com. So, are we being discriminated against because we choose not to take the shot? Now, if you think that this is bad enough in the healthcare industry, get this headline on Breitbart. Medical Journal urges doctors to cut back on treatment. Why? Because of climate change. I am not kidding you, folks. Climate change. Now, in New Zealand, they're saying you don't get the shot, there's no jobs for teachers or healthcare workers. They're literally telling you, you can't get hired. Now, folks, come on now. If this is the new discrimination, now, New Zealand doesn't have a constitution like ours, so your rights are not protected to the extent that ours are. But, I mean, at what point does this then begin to impact us? Eileen, of course, says the unvaccinated are a danger to others. The comparison regarding blacks and the unvaccinated is a false comparison. The unvaccinated infect others with COVID. The reason the USA needs all people vaccinated is that we cannot get rid of COVID with so many unvaccinated. Our economy and way of life is being destroyed by the unvaccinated. Philip writes this. The people who file religious exceptions and get denied aren't able to collect unemployment. Unemployment benefits are increased to the point that many choose to stay at home and receive money. And in the meantime, our governor is sending healthcare workers gainfully employed in an area of need during a pandemic home to be denied any unemployment assistance. Yeah, that's right. See, this is the dirty little secret of what they're doing. It's not just a violation as the excuse of collective bargaining agreements. It is the fact that now they're able to deny you unemployment benefits. Why? Because you haven't been fired. You're not unemployed. You're just on administrative leave. So if you are in a union and this is being foisted upon you. You've been put on unpaid administrative leave. What is your union telling you? What is in their collective bargaining agreements that allows this to happen? And how long can you be on administrative leave, unpaid? You see what they're doing? Now, to the extent, friends, that you are being discriminated against, the only way we fix this is in the federal courts. You're not going to do it in Oregon courts, folks. I'm just telling you. They're owned by the left. They're owned by people that are have been appointed by Kate Brown, largely. Remember that story? Stunning statistic, and it is, if you think about it. Of appeals court justices since the 1980s, only two of them have not been appointed. Those are just out of 38, only two were not appointed, ran outright and won. Because remember, our judges are elected. On the federal side, they're not. They're not elected. They're appointed by presidents. But in our state constitution, in our state courts, our judges are elected. And that scam is you go ahead and you tell the Democrat governor you're going to retire. You retire, and that Democrat governor gets to appoint your replacement. And then you get to stand for reelection. Nobody ever runs against you. Because if you do, you're blackballed. Oregon's a small state. All the judges and the lawyers all know each other. And if you dare to run against a judge for the Supreme Court or the appeals court, if you dare, and you lose, you may have to practice in front of that judge. Or you have the scarlet letter placed on your forehead. It's why you have to sue in federal court. It's the only way. And the unvaccinated are not a danger. And I will find that. Believe me, I'm going to find it if it is the last thing I do. Kidding about that. By the way, also, Dwight sent me this story about Kamala Harris skips the U.S. border security meeting. Went to New Jersey instead. Yeah. Let's, all right. Let's back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Good Monday, chilly morning. Boy, you need coffee today. I just wanted to make a couple comments. You know, I listen to the radio extensively, as you know, and they're finding out more and more stuff about the vaccine as we go along. And one of the things that it seems to be doing is turning off your body's cancer fighting, whatever they call it, medical term wise. And I heard they are having a symposium, I believe it's in Tennessee, the truth about cancer, .com is, I believe the website for that. But one of the things they're going to be talking about is this, vaccine, is going to cause lots of problems in the future about cancer because your body is not going to be able to fight it because your body's fighting agents have been turned off because of this vaccine. And I find that very interesting, Jeff.
It is. And let me just whet everybody's appetite as we go to the break here. 81% of UK COVID-19 deaths in September were from people who were vaccinated, according to the public health test. Back in a moment at 6:38. Thanks,
Art. Great day, Jeff.
Call
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a man of faith who lives it in his business. That means that you benefit. Why? Well, as a contractor that specializes in things like a bathroom or a kitchen remodel, believe me, they understand how much those kinds of remodels can just ruin your life, make it miserable. They do a really good job in taking care of their customers. And again, don't take my word for it. Just look at the before and after pictures on their website, righteousrenovations.com, and then read some of the really great customer reviews. It's righteousrenovations.com. And before I go to Gail, folks, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I alluded to this because Art really led into this with his comments. The story, 81% of UK COVID-19 deaths in September, that 1 month, for people who had been vaccinated. That's according to the public health data. Yes, from their official public health organization. We had heard that, nah, it wasn't that way. Well, they cooked the books by when they actually took the initial surveys. But now the data is showing true. Now, why would that be such a high rate in 1 month in the UK that's using the same vaccines that we're using? Why would that be? 81% of COVID deaths in September were people who had been vaccinated. Wow. Freddie writes me a couple of text messages here. One of them about, you know, all those ships that are can't be unloaded because there's not enough dock workers because of COVID protocols and all that stuff. He said, well, you know, if all the stuff was made in America, we wouldn't have that problem. Yeah, absolutely true. Let's go to Gail. Gail, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. You got me sidetracked when you talked about all those chips. I think there's, so can I say something about that and then go on to what I really called for? The ships, I think it's a bigger story than that. I think they're doing a lot of searching on those ships for trafficking. So we'll wait and see. Okay, so the reason I called is I'm really enjoying Telegram, and this morning there was a posting on there from Real General Flynn talking, that was a copy of something that was tweeted from Simone Gold with Frontline Doctors, and she said this is a fact. Between 100 and 200 members of Congress and their families and staffers have been tested with ivermectin and our eye mask, I don't know what those are, plus the protocol for COVID. No hospitalizations. But here's the clincher. Not one of them reported that to the people. Stayed themselves and stayed silent as ivermectin was forged. So I think we really need to vet anybody who's running for any office. Do they want to do the audits? Are they for ivermectin? We need to find out where they stand and where they're standing up. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. There is a story, by the way, that the media is not reporting. You know, all these Southwest Airlines flights being like 1,800 of them being canceled today. It's not just Southwest. apparently air traffic controllers in Jacksonville reportedly walked out Friday night protesting mandatory COVID vaccinations. Think about that. Linda writes regarding Herman the German who called, who said that I don't know history and nobody died in the gas chambers. Linda says, my dad was the first wave of liberators at Dachau. He didn't talk about the war much, but what he did tell us was about that day. I have some very good friends that immigrated from Germany to Australia to Canada. They lived through it. Is very anti-Hitler, but the most liberal friends I have in my circle of friends, and they approve of what's going on in the United States and above all, and in Canada. Anne Marie writes about, I have a close friend with 16 years of experience as a nurse, from highly skilled surgical nursing to a more recent position as a nursing administrator. She has a master's degree in nursing. She's chosen not to be vaccinated. Therefore, now she's been put on administrative leave without pay for 1 year after requesting a religious exemption and being denied. Furthermore, she's been employed at our local Catholic hospital, who do you think would be in agreement with approving such an exemption? I guess not. Beyond unbelievable that the hospital is choosing to lose such an exceptional employee. Becky writes about Democrats started Jim Crow right after the Civil War in the 1860s. In the 1960s, the Republican Party forced them to stop by getting the Civil Rights Act passed. You're right. It took Republicans in the U.S. Congress working with LBJ, Democrat president, to pass the Civil Rights Act. Why? Because they didn't have enough Democrat votes. She goes on to say, the Civil Rights Act was passed right after the Civil War, but because the VP had been replaced, Lincoln, after he was shot, was a Democrat, he vetoed the bill. His name was Andrew Johnson. After 100 years of Jim Crow, the pressure the Republicans put on the Democratic Party forced another Johnson to sign the bill. But he said, if I sign this bill, those N-words will vote for us for 200 years. She goes on to saying, after looking up and reading some of the Jim Crow laws, I believe we have Jim Crow laws in Oregon already. The German Jim Crow laws were patterned after the Democrat Jim Crow laws, as Hitler greatly admired the Democrats. And leading Democrats worked with Democrats. She goes on to say, I personally know a Jewish person who lost his whole generation of grandparents in Hitler's camps. There are thousands of pictures that survived the Holocaust, some of which were taken by Germans while they were doing their dirty work. They were extremely proud of their aim to rid the world of Jews and took photos that are readily available. Islamists and others deny that there was any Holocaust, despite the evidence. They can look at a picture and deny it anyway. And Lee writes, discrimination? Yes, most definitely. The left is discriminating against those who choose not to get the shot. There are three organizations in this world, family, church, and state. All three are under the direction of God. Complicated as it may be for discussion, the point is that the three organizations have no control over the other. The state has no control over the church or the family. Yet. Because they do in other countries. More about that tomorrow. Friends, thanks for joining us. Back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Keep praying for this great country and this state. Keep fighting for everything that's important, like your liberty. See you tomorrow.